Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome and good evening to American Conservative Party Radio. My name is Tracy Coyle. I'm the executive chairwoman of the Executive Committee of the American Conservative Party, and I'm going to be your host for this session. I hope we have hosts that will be willing to come on and take my place, especially after we get through with this show. Maybe we'll have more volunteers. I wanted to start off with by telling you who we are, American Conservative Party, what we're trying to do, and then maybe go into a little bit of detail about what I mean when I say I'm a conservative. I do want to say that I don't speak for all the members of the American Conservative Party. We have a very diverse set of members with very diverse opinions on a great number of subjects. But we all tend to agree on a very specific set of principles. And those principles set us apart from other political parties. We'll get into those in a few moments. But I do represent the ACP here in front of you. And when I talk to other people on other websites and in public. And let me tell you, it frankly scares the bejesus out of me. Always worrying about what I'm going to say. Will it be understood correctly? I'm not exactly the best speaker in the world, but I am willing to learn. And that's what part of this session is all about, is to give us a chance to talk to people, find out how they relate to what we're trying to tell them, and to learn how to approach people in a more positive way. So, what is the American Conservative Party? We are a political party. We're in the process of getting certain portions organized and started up. We have established a website for people to come, understand, find out what we are about, to talk to people that have been there a while, to discuss the issues, not just what issues are currently in the marketplace, but issues that affect our long-term happiness as individuals, as a society, as a country. We are intent on establishing 50 state organizations. Websites have been set up for those states, for each state, where people can get together with people in their own communities, their own states, and help us build an organization starting from the bottom up. I am not going to be able to do this by myself. Not even the people that are working with us today will be able to handle it just by ourselves. We need everybody. A large, large percentage of Americans, in my opinion, will already accept the principles by which we have begun to form this organization upon. When I speak of conservative, I am speaking to people that have a desire to get this country back to a place that is more consistent with the vision our founding fathers established with the Constitution of the United States. I do firmly believe that the Declaration of Independence was a shot across the bow, not just against England, but against any form of government that did not take the responsibility that their citizens came first. Not the government, not the leadership, but the citizens. That whole process of coming to a written document, a constitution, was breathtaking in its break from the past. Our founding fathers absolutely took tradition that they were raised in themselves, that society had never fully agreed with, and established something never seen in this planet before, a government by everybody, a government for everybody. It is a miracle. You should know, I'm not a very religious person, but I consider what they did 232 years ago to be a miracle. They did what was right, not just for them, not just for their community, not just for the society that had begun to form here in the United States, but they did what was right for humanity, for all of us. And it didn't make any difference to them what the cost they faced for doing so. And it was a very serious and, in many cases, fatal cost that they paid for their efforts. When most people hear conservatism today, they think of traditional social morality. They think of supporting the Constitution. They think of limited government. They think of a strong defense. That's on the good side. On the bad side, people think when you hear about conservatism, they mean greed, big business, not for the little guy, against labor, against progress, against the future. And I am here to tell you that the vast majority of people that disagree strongly with that position call themselves conservative. We firmly believe, as a group here at the American Conservative Party, and I think here in the United States, the vast majority of people agree that our Constitution gives us our Constitution protects our individual rights. We are born with the rights that we have to act, to imagine, to behave in the way that we think will help promote our happiness and the happiness of our families. No, that doesn't mean that we get to do whatever we want, whenever we want, and do it in such a way as to disrespect others. Individual liberty means that I get to do what I want as long as it doesn't interfere with you doing what you want. Your liberty, my liberty, ends at the border between us. Somebody once said, my liberty ends at the end of your nose. No, my liberty ends at the end of my reach. Arguments about how many rights we have miss the point. We have an infinite number of rights. The Constitution spells out some of them. It does not give them to us. It does not limit them in number. It does limit them in scope. But those rights are inherent in our existence. All of those rights. If you can dream it, if you have the ability to do it, if the resources are available, you have the right to do it. There is a concept that I use very often. It has become a foundation in the American Conservative Party, a founding principle. The American, all individuals, are sovereign. This concept is not new. The first time I read it was reading an essay by John Stuart Mill called On Liberty. He didn't invent this phrase. Maybe he put it in the best, shortest example of it. But Jefferson, Thomas Jefferson, the author of our Declaration of Independence, understood and agreed with the concept that the individual is the source of rights. It is the source of governmental power. That is the place where sovereignty begins. As long as we can agree as a society that we are going to take each other's sovereignty into consideration, then I think we have an opportunity to go farther than we have gone already. We lead the world in so many different ways. And we're behind the world in a few ways, and I'd like to see some of those things change. And we'll get into them as we continue on each week, hopefully, with these sessions. I want to speak a little bit about this, the concept of traditional social morality. Because a lot of people take it to be the wrong way. We do not believe government should be enforcing morality upon people. Government is not in the business of enforcing morality. About 80 years ago, this country tried to create legal morality, and the result was nightmarish. We called it prohibition. We repealed those laws because it wasn't just that the morality didn't work. People disrespected each other, and then they also began to disrespect the law. And it became a nightmare for the people that tried to live in a world where morality was being forced upon good people and bad people. But it is, in my opinion, the worst use of government. My issue with enforcing morality is that we don't share a common morality. Yes, this country was based in a large measure upon Judeo-Christian ethics. And in my opinion, we're probably going to continue to have that strong foundation for at least another century. But there are people that have come to this country, good people, honorable people, that do not share that Judeo-Christian morality. They have their own morality, their own system of approaching each other and society, and they consider that morality to be just as important as we believe the Judeo-Christian ethic is in this country. And if we, as Americans, believe that a community, a city, a state, or even a nation should base its laws upon a specific morality that is held by a majority, then we risk, when that majority changes to a different morality, that our laws will change to reflect that new, growing morality. I think this is a dangerous thing to do. We cannot afford to use morality as the basis for our laws. I'm going to catch a fair amount of flack from people in the American Conservative Party and elsewhere for that position. I strongly believe that our Constitution is based on the concept that personal rights, individual rights, are more important than any other consideration. I also believe firmly that individual personal responsibility is an absolute requirement if you are going to exercise your rights. You must do so responsibly. Now, the hardest thing for me to try and get across to people is that conservative values, the idea that the individual is sovereign, that government is our servant, it is not a master, shouldn't even be a tool to be used by one group against another. The idea that we should take government, use government to try and get people to behave in some way that we think is right, leaves us open to somebody else controlling the tool. It is a dangerous point of view. By basing our political system, our organization of government, on a system of rights inherent in each of our existence, we have the ability to extend, people say franchise, it's the right word for what I'm trying to say, but it sounds like I'm trying to create a business. We want every human to have the ability to exercise their rights as freely as possible in their societies, respecting each other, respecting the boundaries that exist between us, that need to exist between us, for society to function. But we want to extend that liberty to everybody. It is inherent in their existence. I am concerned that people will expect that we should take positions that are designed not to rely on principles, but to rely upon outcomes. It is a place we, as Americans, do not want to go. We want individuals to be able to enjoy their liberty, to pursue their happiness. We do not want government used against us. We shouldn't be anxious to use government against others. This party is going to be based upon principles. The individual is sovereign. Government is created by the people as a servant. We are not going to be a party based on issues. Yes, we will have stands on issues. Yes, we will have positions on a whole host of very specific issues. but we are also going to pay attention to the idea of federalism. The American Conservative Party is a national party. We will take positions on national issues. Issues that the Constitution says belongs to the federal government. On issues that are based on states and individuals, the National Party will not take positions. We will leave that to the state organizations, the people in those states, to make decisions on state issues and hold positions on state issues. There has been some discussion on our website recently, in the last several days, about the need for taking a stand on social issues. My argument that I've made on the site, I will make it here, is that social issues belong as close as possible to the place they are being dealt with on an individual or community level. It is not appropriate for the National Party to talk about individual social issues. Our stand, my position, we are in the heart of a discussion on this. I invite you to come, read what the discussion is, voice your opinion about it. But my position is the National Party doesn't belong talking about state issues or social issues. I'm going to go back a little bit and read from our principles, and hopefully it'll give you some idea of what it is that we're trying to accomplish. Probably the hardest thing for most people to understand is that we are not Republican light or Republican right. We are not anti-Democrat. We're not anti-libertarian or anti-green. We are pro-conservative. From our principles, the individual is sovereign. Governments are instituted among men, deriving their just limited powers from the consent of the government. The citizens of the United States are the sole source of power and life of the United States government. All powers and authority not explicitly given by the citizens, by us, to our representatives, remain with the states or us. The United States government has the authority and obligation to protect us and our liberties from all actual and perceived threats, regardless of the scope, location, or source. I'm going to stop there. There's three more sections. Each of them, I think, is very important. I'm going to start with what we have and ask you to join our website, read what is available there, comment on it, not just on the issues that are being discussed, but on our principles, on our platform, on our mission statement, on our creed. Yes, we have set those things up on the masthead of our website. Yes, they are in writing, and yes, we have voted on them. But new members may bring in new thoughts, new perspective. I'm willing to listen. I'm willing to debate them. I'm willing to discuss them. I hope you are too. The American Conservative Party website, AmericanConservativeParty.org, has a place for forums for discussion on specific topics. We have chat rooms for people to discuss things interactively with a group. Each state has its own website, its own forums. It also, we link the chat rooms so that you can log on from your state that you live in and join in the national discussions. I hope that you will consider what I've said as a beginning, not as the end of the discussion. The people that I have been working with and who have devoted a very significant amount of time and effort to get this off the ground would love the opportunity to discuss any of the issues that exist today. I'm going to spend next week, same time, being very specific about this concept of where our rights come from. In the beginning, the Declaration says that we hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. I want to discuss where those rights come from and why it is more important to know where our rights come from than what they are specifically. I hope that you'll take the opportunity to really give it to me on the website. I know I'm going to get it from my fellow members. And I'm going to call it a wrap tonight, but maybe some easy things. Can somebody tell me if we should have bumper music? I really honestly think that me just starting to talk is going to really sound like somebody drawing their fingernails down a chalkboard. And if we can just have a little bit of song bringing us into it, maybe that would help. Maybe it's a waste of time. I'm a very big fan of listening to myself talk. I hope next week, same time, 10 p.m. Central, that we can have a few callers come in and give me a what for, and that we can have a discussion about our rights and about how the American Conservative Party is going to stand on the issues that, frankly, bother the heck out of most of us. I am going to make one more comment about national issues. We have an election coming up in 3 months. The American Conservative Party is not going to make an endorsement of one of the political parties. We're more interested right now in forming and organizing our states. I hope that you've enjoyed this little chat, and that you'll come back for a little bit more. And if I'm given the opportunity, maybe we'll chat. Thank you. Have a good evening.